So let me read the passages of Scripture that God has put on His heart for us as a church tonight. And as we read these, we're just taking a pause from what we're doing in 2 Timothy, but I'm so excited as I read these Scriptures that what God might want to share to us. So we're in Isaiah chapter 6. If you don't have a Bible, do raise your hand. Someone will bring you one and place it in your hand. And we're in Isaiah chapter 6. And in those Bibles that you're about to be given, you might find it on page number. Has anyone got one of the church Bibles there? 690. Page 690 in these Bibles, and you'll find Isaiah chapter 6. And a very familiar passage, the call of Isaiah. But we're going to pick it up in verse 8. To read some of the bits that are sometimes less often referred to. But here we go, picking it up in verse 8. Then I heard, says Isaiah, the voice of the Lord, saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing but never perceiving. Make the heart of this people callous, make their ears dull, and close their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed. And then we have a second reading tonight as well. If you turn to Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah chapter 2, just a few hundred pages earlier. Nehemiah chapter 2. A bit earlier in the Bible, a bit later chronologically. Nehemiah chapter 2, page, Cynthia, 485, the church Bible there. And we're just going to read verse 17 and 18. Nehemiah's returned to Jerusalem to see the state at which the walls and the city's in, to see you and work with others at rebuilding them. And this is what he says in verse 17. Then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in? Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me and what the king had said to me. And they replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. And Lord, now as we come to just hear a bit more about the work that Bishop Sudhir is involved in, as we come to hear what you would want to say to us through him, through these scriptures, Father, I pray, may your gracious hand be upon our brother. Lord, your hand of blessing, your hand of anointing, your hand of authority. And so, Lord, please come, not only touch our brother, but touch, Lord, our hearts, that we might not be just hearers of the word, but doers also, I pray. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Got a short little clip, PowerPoint, and then we're going to hear from Bishop Sudhir. So, Mike, over to you for the PowerPoint. Let's welcome Bishop Sudhir again.
We greet you all in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you so much for this divine opportunity to come and share about the ministry as well as encouraging the people who has the heart for the nations. I really thanking God for this, your dear Pastor David, inviting me, and also thanking Chris and Jane. They brought me here, and I never expected that I would come over here. What I believe this is a God's divine plan. And also I would like to congratulate and thank you, the team who came just from India. I am really appreciated. The church really has gone to India and done an amazing job for the glory of God. You know, whenever I come to UK, you people are such a lovely, and they are taking care of me and my wife very well. They are feeding me very good. And, you know, this afternoon I had a, after this morning service was over. Janie cooking nice chicken and biryani and some beef. And see? My stomach was very full. One side, God is expanding our ministry. But the one side, God is expanding this ministry. You know? I was here. I was sleeping. I'm eating like a big donkey. And sleeping like a dead monkey. Yeah, India. The people who has been to India, I really big thanking for you. The way you sacrifice. You know, the hot is, the weather is very hot. The food is hot. The beds are hot. Everything was hot. You know, but you done great job for the God's kingdom, and I really thanking. It's a good to partnering with you. Lovely to stand and share about the ministry, what we've been doing. Dear friends, this is the ministry has started with my mother 30 years back with a scratch, tiny beginning. Try to understand my funny accent. My mother has only two sons, me and my brother. I was the younger brother. After I was born, my father died. My mother, she has no money to taking care of me and my brother. She took us and she put us, joined us into a Christian orphan children home. That was running by the American people. Douglas Memorial Children Home. We brought her from the orphanage. At the age of 18, I gave my life to Jesus. While I was in orphanage, my mom went to North India, the place called Allahabad. She completed her Bible course and she started the ministry. How this ministry has begun? With a bicycle. We tied the speaker on the bicycle. We kept the amplifier and battery behind the carriage of the bicycle. And I hang drum around my neck. My brother was pushing the bicycle. I was playing drum. My mother was preaching the gospel. That is the ministry began. When we look back, we were so poor and nothing. But when we see now, I could say thank you, Jesus. He's greater than our problem. My mother is a prayerful warrior. She has a very good heart and vision for the lost. 4 years back, my mother had gone to be with the Lord suddenly while I was in the UK. But still, my mother's prayers are shaking the throne of God. God is doing great things. We do have a ministry in the state of Andhra Pradesh, different districts. We also have a ministry in the state of Orissa. And we also reach to Nepal, Kathmandu. And we also have ministry in Tamil Nadu state. More than 500 pastors are working under the banner of Reap India. And we are having a different projects. We are having 8 orphan children homes according to the need. Dalit orphanage. Dalits are very low caste, looked down, untouchables. Very poor people. We have set up an orphanage and we are giving education. We have an orphanage. Gypsy children. Gypsy people, they don't like to keep the female babies. Only they will keep one female baby. If the second time female baby was born, they try to kill the female baby. Every Friday, there was a lady comes from the mountain temple. She goes to the village. She collected all the children. Those who don't like to keep the children, she take on big sack. She go to the top of the cliff, on the top of the mountain. She stand in front of the temple and she throw the babies. We rescued the babies and We set up the orphanage. There are 140 children. Up to last year, now we have only 100 children. The children are, because they are graduated, they went to the bio colleges, and they are studying. That orphanage is growing. We have another orphanage, New Life Center, where we rescue the children from the red light areas. And we have a snake catchers and rat catcher children. We set up an orphanage for them. And also we have another orphanage called Anadi Children. Anadi people in India, the Anadi tribes. Indian people, they are thinking they are born for scavengers. They use them to clean the garbages, toilets, sewage. You know, we set up an orphan's school for them, and we are giving education. Like that we have a different. And also we do have a elderly people homes for elderly folks. In Indian people, you know, Indian system, we have a caste system in India. Hindus are the high caste. Christians are treated as a low caste people. Once the woman lost her husband, she lost her dignity, respect, cadre. Nobody would like to see her face very beginning of the day. That was a bad luck. Many old widows, they've been neglected. They're not looking after properly. So they were begging on the streets. My mother had been widow many years. So she stood behind this project. She started. Now we have 4 widow homes. But even though this world does not like them, but Jesus loves them. They are the wonderful prayer warriors. Dear friends, our main concern before they die with a dignity. They die with Jesus and hope. That's our main. And also we have a ministry among the leprosy. We are reaching the leprosy people. We have 4 areas of operating our ministry and reaching the leprosy and helping them. We do have a water well ministry, reaching the villages and giving the water where there is a great need. Through the water well was such a great blessing. One water well will be a huge blessing for 200 families. Same time we can take the Christ compassion to that village. This ministry like a soup, soap and salvation. That's where we are reaching. But the gospel will be so effective and perfect. Even many people would have known that India is the country of Hindu. Persecuted Christians. Many churches, many pastors been kidnapped. Their children's been kidnapped. Many worship places became bloodshed. Because Hindu people, they don't like that Christianity is growing in the land of India. They stopped to preaching the gospel. Even Orissa state, most of the people would have known. Many men of God's been murdered. I went 4 times to the Orissa state, and we set up a daycare center for them. And you know, whatever the enemy strategies, always try to steal, kill, and destroy. But God's strategies, He come to give and will give the life and abundant life. So even the trials, temptations, discouragements would not stop to preach the gospel. Gospel is preaching. The name of Jesus is exalted, friends. Wherever we go, we are carrying His presence. Wherever we go, we are carrying His Shekinah glory. Our God is with us. Hallelujah. Jesus is wonderful. He is loving God. He is living God. You know, in India, through the healings and the signs and wonders, and when they see Indian people through the love, you know, they are attracting, they are accepting Jesus Christ. You know, we can't preach the gospel to the hungry people. So when we go to the village, we will see the need. And when we met the need, you know, their hearts will be open. Friends, my mother, she was such a passionate woman for the gospel. She always find the places where there was a great need. Always find the crazy places which never people operated their ministry. You know, my mother left the wonderful legacy behind us to carry. One day we went to one village, to the glory of God I am sharing. Went to the part of our Andhra Pradesh state, East Godavari district. When we were in the hotel, the local pastor came to my mother. My mother built very good relation with the pastors. They loves my mother very much. They said, "Ma, all villages we went, most of the villages, but there is one village, even we are scared to go to that village to have the meeting because the village president was a very hard man. He is not let any Christians to minister in that land, that village." My mother said, "Pastor David," his name is Pastor David, "Pastor David, we can go and meet and we can plan. We should not leave that village. We can go and minister that village." So we went to that village. God blessed us with a beautiful car, Ambassador, which is 1961 model. So we went by that car. And my mother, she's very good to talk with the leaders. And went to the president of that village. He was not there. And my mother went and met the ex-president. And she explained about, "Sir, we wanted to come and help you in your village. And also we wanted to conduct a small meetings here. Will you give the permission?" He said, "Okay. I don't know about these meetings, but there is a small ground is there. You can conduct the meetings." Praise God. We arranged a huge tent. We have a wonderful magicians. 600 people were attended first day. When we are singing your songs, you know, friends, enemy always jealousy. Wherever the God's work is growing. There's two guys, they came, rushed through the crowd. They directly came to the stage on motorbikes. They said, "Stop it! Stop it! I am talking to you. Come down. Who gave you permission?" The president and other guys. We stopped. And local people, they went, no, don't disturb them. They are not harming. They are praising their God. No. Who gave the permission is the president. Friends, he wasted 45 minutes. So my mother went and we also went and begged that man. "Sir, please give us permission for today. Maybe tomorrow we will change the meeting according to the availability. At least everybody gathered here, allow us to have." "Okay, tomorrow I don't want to see anybody here." That man gone. We had a wonderful people, wonderful meeting. 100 people gave their life to Jesus Christ on that night. You know, friends, while we were preaching, there was a lady, she came with the coconut oil. And she was a Hindu lady from that village. "Pastor, could you please pray for my daughter? Doctor said my daughter will die within hours. She was in coma in a hospital. Please pray for this coconut oil. I can go and apply for my daughter. Somebody said that Jesus would heal." So we prayed and we said, "We will come and pray for your daughter next day tomorrow." Friends, after the meeting was over, we keep all the luggage on the our van. We have a van and we have a car. And we told, "Leave the tents here according to the availability. We can change tomorrow." That was the night, 11 o'clock. Everybody got in the van. There was two ladies. They came. They rushed. "Sir, please don't go. Take my husband to the hospital. Please help. Friends, we stopped it. Anyhow, we are our ministry is helping the poor people. We went to that lady. "Could you please come to my house and take my husband to hospital? He was fallen in the bathroom. His knee was dislocated. He was very painy. Please." So we sent some people to that village, to that home. I also went. Do you know the man who was fallen in the bathroom? The guy, one who objected the meeting. He is the village president. I am thanking God, not he was fallen in the bathroom, But God has given us the opportunity to help that man. So we went to that man. Oh, he closed his eyes. He was not able to see our face because he knew what he did. So we carried that man. He's like a big donkey. And we carried and we put him and we admitted him, that man, into a hospital. I said, thank you, Jesus. Get the opportunity to help this man. Next day morning, 8 o'clock, 2 people came to our hotel and said, sir, the village president sent us to tell you, please continue your meeting in the same place. Hallelujah. You know, friends, we went to the next day morning to the hospital to pray for the little girl mother, the Hindu lady. She found our van main gate. She said, pastor, my daughter was all right. I said, don't shout here. We'll be in big trouble. I like women's spirit very much. They never keep anything in their hearts. They always pour. She ran and she told everybody that. We had a wonderful house. Everybody, when we went to see the little girl, everybody asking us, please pray for me, please pray for me. We had a wonderful hospital ministry. The little girl was talking to her mom. She just got out from the coma at 3 o'clock in the morning. Jesus touched her little girl. While I was praying, that little girl, there was a corner bed, was the village president. That man was there. Oh my God, he was here. And I prayed most of the people, and we are about to go back because we did not pray for that man, because I saw that man anger last night. If I go, maybe he might cross. So I was about to go back and he said, sir, please come and pray for me. Wonderful. We went to pray for that village, that the president. His wife stood beside him and said, we are so sorry. What my husband last night, he gave a very hard time to you. We have 2 houses in my village. If you want to use 1 house for your ministry, for your, no problem. I know you people are very loving people. The whole president family received Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is wonderful, friends. When we see in the Bible, even the Pharaoh soldiers, Pharaoh chariots could not able to stop the Moses. Even the Nebuchadnezzar, though he was a king, he could not able to stop the Daniel. The den of lion couldn't do anything because Jesus was with them. The Pharaoh and Nero became a zero in front of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When we are walking with Jesus, when we walk by faith, God always, he will prove that he is real in our life. Friends, midst of the persecutions, pain and stress, but still God was with us. His presence is with us. Wherever we go, many people, many missionaries are going to India. Many teams are going to India. They used to concentrate on conducting a huge crusades in big places, big town, big cities. According to the Indian statistics, 600,000 villages. Most of the people, 80% people are living in villages. Who will go to the villages? Who will share about the love of Jesus Christ? You know, people are conducting big crusades and they are driving up to the stage and preaching the gospel, and they are climbing, thousands of people come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Who will do the follow-up work? Friends, without follow-up work, whatever we do, everything, even in the Bible, many people are not happy to go through Samaria. Even disciples, they were rejected to go to Samaria. When Jesus has to go through Samaria, disciples said, Jesus, we cannot go through Samaria. We can go other route. There was a great barrier between the Samaritans and Jews. But Jesus did not behave like disciples. Jesus manifested a very character of Almighty God. Jesus came to shed His precious blood for all mankind. Jesus did not come to die for one religion. Jesus died for all mankind. Jesus went to Samaria. The soil which was neglected by disciples. When Jesus met the Samaritan woman, she opened her heart. Acts chapter 8. When you see, Philip went to Samaria. There was a great joy. Before disciples went to Samaria, there was a huge joy. People are experiencing the love of Jesus Christ. Friends, we need to go. We need to stand in the gap. We need to work for the God's kingdom. See, Jesus said, John chapter 4, 35, lift up your eyes and see that the harvest is ready to wipe it. The same soil which was neglected by disciples. Jesus said, you lift up your eyes and see that the harvest is ready to reap it, wipe it. Friends, I am not talking about India. I am not talking about Pakistan. I am not talking about China. I am not talking about African country. There is a great need even in your country. We need to rise up. We need to work for our people. If we are not standing, if we are not saving our people, who will share about love of Jesus Christ? If a Muslim man talks about Jesus, Hindu man talks about Jesus, as Buddhists talk about Jesus, you and me has to talk about Jesus. Because He paid the price. He brought us. You are here not by the accident. You are here under the plan of God. He has chosen you. He has brought you His precious blood. So you should be blessing for others. We need to be blessing for others. That's why you are here, friends. I am here. And also, friends, we started a water well ministry. How we started this ministry, one day we were coming by our van. Indian people, all the team who has been to India, they were so experienced. If there is a 14-seater bus, 14 seaters supposed to sit, do you know how many people will sit in that van? 25, 30 people. Even there is no room inside, they will go to the top of the bus and sit. Like that in our van, 25 people on that van. Our tire was punctured on the way. We were struck up on the main road. Very hot sun, 40 degrees. No water. My mother said, Pastor, there is a beautiful house is there. There was a lady and she's watching. Why don't you go and ask some water? This man of God went to get the water from that home. She would have read on our van, Jesus Christ is Lord. She knew that these people are Christians. She saw that the pastor was going to his home and she came forward and she said, where are you going? Where are you coming? Stay there. He said, we come for water. You have a pump in your home. We want to take some water for our people there. She went and she brought the bucket and she threw the bucket on his face. Turn right, there was a big pond is there. You can take that water. He said, the water is not for the van, but the water is for us drinking water. You people are drinking that water, no problem. See, all the people, our village people are taking that water. No problem. She shut the door and she gone. The man came with empty hands and he has tears. My mother said, no, God was bigger than our problem. God was bigger than our problem. We went back to the hotels. And my mother called all our staff. We have a 40 staff been working with us at that time. Now we have a 123 staff are working in our ministry. You know, you saw that lady, how she declined to give the glass of water for us. what he would do. Everybody said, oh, sorry, oh, I don't know why she done like that. No. We must take a challenge. Somehow we will raise some money and we will drill a well in that village. Because we can see how our people are suffering and struggling there. How can we raise the money? We don't have any support from overseas at the time. There's a faith ministry. We began this ministry at the beginning just operating by faith. My mother said, you can sacrifice some areas. You can stop to eating your dinner, whatever, maybe breakfast, something. You must raise within the 3 months. We all together, we sacrificed. Even we didn't give a breakfast to my daughter. We raised money, £400, and we drilled a water well in that village. My mother said to the pastor, Pastor, you stand at the well weekly once. Whoever comes for the water, give this handbill, gospel tract, and share the love of Jesus Christ. Friends, we started a church there with the 7 people. Now the church is running it there 200 people. We are not only giving a physical water, we are allowing them to draw the living water by sharing the love of Jesus Christ. Sacrifice always leads to the harvest. If you want to see the souls will be saved, we need to sacrifice our time. We need to sacrifice our money. We need to sacrifice some things to do and work for the God's kingdom. Otherwise we can't. Even if we want to see we want to gain a lot of money through our business, we need to invest some money in our business. Friends, we are here to work for the God's kingdom. We are drilling a water wells in most of the villages. If any teams are going to India, I am requesting, kindly bring the water. Water well will be a huge blessing for not only for the village people to break the barriers, to avoid the diseases, but sharing the love of Jesus Christ, planting a church in that village. And like that, God is doing. Even many friends here, what I am telling here, the soil is ready to give the harvest. Who will go and sow the word of seed into the hearts of the people? As Samaria is waiting for Jesus, as Macedonians are waiting for Paul, as Nineveh city is waiting for Jonah, as Egyptians are waiting for Moses, the mission is waiting for you and me. Who will go? When Nehemiah heard that the walls of Jerusalem were destroyed, what he did first? He cried bitterly. He has the heart for his nation. He has a passion for his nation. He ran to the king. King, I can't stay here. I wanted to go back and rebuild that walls of Jerusalem. He has a passion. Even though he faced so many problems, people accused him. People criticized him. Why, Nehemiah, you are rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Come down. He said, I will never come down until I finish that task. God is requiring that kind of dedication. When you are walking with God, when you give your life to Jesus, many people tempted. You may feel a lot of discouragement, but you never look back. If you look back, you will be discouraged. When you walk, our God will be with you. God will use you as a mighty weapon. When Isaiah heard the voice of God, whom shall I send? Who will go? He heard the voice, maybe general call of God. God did not call particularly, Isaiah, shall I send you? Are you ready to go? God did not say like that. He heard the voice of God. He himself came forward. He gave his name to God. Here am I, God. Send me. He never said, here I am, Lord. Send my wife. Here I am, Lord, use my pastor. He will die there. He said, Lord, here I am, Lord, send me. Use me. I can go. I can do the great things for the God's kingdom. There are so many souls, friends. You need to give your name to Jesus. You need to give your name to God. Because there is a many people are waiting to hear that somebody would come and talk about Jesus. You know, it was a beautiful story. When we went to the one other state of our Andhra Pradesh, I went to the police officer to get the permission to hold 3 days conferences in that place. Without having permission, the police people will come and stop our PA and they don't give the permission. I took my application. I went to the police officer. He gave it. In front of the police officer, there was a Hindu priest was sitting with a yellow dress on all the things. He had a stick like this, he was sitting. Hindu man, police officer, he called the Hindu priest. I think they were talking something. I went to a very bad time, I think. I gave my application. He said, what is this? Sir, we wanted to conduct 3 days conference here. I want your permission for the PA and advertisement. He said, go and wait 10 minutes, I will call you. I knew something enemy tried to stop it. I knew wherever the God's work is going, the enemy tried to hinder it. But I knew our God is bigger than these enemies. He called me within the 10 minutes. He called me. He said, take your application. We are not giving any permission to you. Maybe you can change your plans because there is examinations are going here. All the stories. Thank you, sir. God has raised a superintendent of police. I approached a top man. We got the permission. We had 3 days super power conferences. Final day, whenever we are having a pastor's conference, the final day we will have the fellowship dinner with all our pastors. There was a mom, there was a lady with a little daughter. They came to the dining room and they are trying to catch my legs and they said, sir, they are begging us. Sir, please come and pray for my mother, the little daughter also. Please pray for my granny. Please come to my house. I called to the local pastor. Shall we go and pray for these families? He said, oh, sir, they're Brahmins. They're the high caste people. This is a good thing if you can go and pray for them. Preacher from UK, his name is David Prozer. He was also there. I asked her, what happened to your mother? She had a big cancer in her stomach. Doctor said, only she lives 17 hours, 16 hours. My mother died. She will die. Will you come and pray? We went. That was the opposite of our conference hall. They made a big tent that she was lying on the under the tent. All the relatives, friends were there. Everybody came to hear the last speech, what she was going to talk before she died. That was very interesting for Hindu people. Because doctor said, she has no hope. We went to that lady, she was talking, she was looking good. And we went there. All the Hindu people, their relatives, their Brahmins, they are treated as like a low caste people. So they were sitting, they never look at our face. They're like that. Okay, we went there. And I asked that mother, how you are expecting that Jesus would heal you? What kind of faith you are? And she started to share this story. Sir, I was the temple priest for 40 years in this town. When doctor examined that I had a cancer 2 years back, I have visited all temples. I cleaned all the temples. I decorated all the temples. I woke up 4 o'clock in the morning. I worshipped all gods. But no God showed mercy upon me. No God reminded me. When doctor sent yesterday back to my home, I've been hearing the songs. I've been hearing your message. I called my daughter. At least you can go and ask those people, maybe Jesus show the mercy upon me at least. That's why I send. I am hoping that Jesus will heal me. We led her into Christ. She prayed the confessing prayer. And when we started to pray, the mom, the little daughter took our hands and leaned on our stomach. Because we don't touch the Brahmins, because there's untouchability. She put our hand on her stomach. We cursed the cancer in the name of Jesus. We went back to the hotels. Early morning, 4 o'clock, somebody came and knocked our door. That was a bad time for us. 4 o'clock is very deep sleep. I didn't open. Somebody again knocked. I opened the door. Friends, do you know? Her daughter, there was a Hindu priest where I have seen in front of the police officer. I don't know, they both are the wife and husbands. They both stood in front of me and she was telling, my mother wanted to see you. Please come. She called us for your prayer. Please. I had a doubt in my mind. Oh, this fellow is trying to... Something he has a plan for me. I went to our friends, another rooms. I went back. Prakash, Krupa, all of my friends, get up. Somebody came for us to visit their homes. They said, tell them to visit 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You know, she saw, no, sir, please. My mother wanted to see you quickly. We all went by van. The lady was sitting on the chair. And I went to her. When we are entering into that home, all their relatives, all the Hindu people, they were stood up. They greeted us. Okay, sir, please come. The whole atmosphere was changed. I did ask them, that lady, what happened to you? After you prayed, something was stirring in my stomach. Something was stirring. Some pain. Early morning, 2 o'clock, I called my daughter to take me to the toilet. I had a big motion. All the blood, cancer, all has gone through my toilet. I went twice like that. My stomach went inside. I am breathing properly. Before that, I was exhausted. Now I am very much relaxed. I told to my daughter, don't take me to on that bed. Please make me to sit. First time after 2 years, she was sitting on the chair. She said, Jesus healed me. Could you please call the pastor? Again, they will come and pray. The whole family, we led on the early morning into Christ. Even the Hindu priest, this lady, the little girl, her mother, the 4 people gave their life to Jesus Christ through that miracle. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Again, I had a doubt. See? After 3 months later, I called to that man of God. Could you please go and check it, whether she may alive or dead? This pastor went and said, sir, she's fine. She's doing great. She's asking you to visit her home. I went after 3 months. She was sweeping the home. She saw me. She threw her broom. And she ran and she was hugging. wonderful time. We need to stand in the gap. If we are not go, if we are not with the scary, if we are stopping the good work, we are the people losers for the great work. We must stand. Samaria is waiting for Jesus. Nineveh city is waiting for Jonah. Egyptians are waiting for Moses. Friends, mission is waiting for you. Who will go and tell that Jesus Christ is living God? Among the 330 million gods, Indian people are worshipping 330 million gods. Who will tell? Who will share? If you are not standing, if you are not go. Friends, you are called to rebuild the broken families. You are called to restore the broken families. You are called to rebuild the broken walls. You are called to bring the people from the darkness to the light of Jesus Christ. That's why you are here. That's why I am here. We must have something to do the God's kingdom. I appreciated our team. When they have seen, they've been to Hyderabad, they visited some slums. Pipe people, different people in slums. There's needy there. We need to do. We need to work. We need to save some lives. When we die, that's what Paul said, when we die, nothing will follow us. God will not ask how big you are, how much money you are, how big ministry you are, how many people you are leading. But God will ask you one thing: how much you faithful in my work? How many people you led into my kingdom? That is the accountability. Nothing will follow, Apostle Paul said. The things and deeds what you have done for the gods will follow you. That is the thing, friends. We are, our ministry operating, different ministries, only one reason: to win the lost, to proclaim the God's kingdom. We wanted to share the love of Jesus Christ. I am going to close with one story of the leprosy ministry. After my mother died, I went to the medical checkup. Doctor said, "You are a very big man. You have a big stomach. You must do some exercise. Stop eating food." What? You can tell many things, but don't talk about stop eating. You know, Sudhir, you must do some exercise. The cardiologist doctor said. So I started to go for the morning jogging. One day I took my son along with me. When I was returning back from morning jogging, there was a leprosy man. He has no toe fingers. He has no hand fingers. He tied a stick on his palm and he hung a drum on his neck. He was playing like this on the streets and he was coming towards India. Leprosy people, they are totally neglected. Outcast people. They are living very far away. Huge barriers. Nobody talked to the leprosy. This poor man was playing and singing song. I saw the leprosy man was coming the same way. I gave him a way and I was going. That man, he saw my face. And he said, "Bishop sir, Sudhir sir, good morning." He was calling my name. And he was greeted. "Sudhir sir, good morning." I knew that man was calling. It was not good to talk on the roads. I pretended that I was not here and I was going. My son John, he was listening that man was calling my name. Sir. He said, "Daddy, that leprosy man was calling you. "You are going very fast." I said, "John, shut up. Come." That man, still he was calling me. "Daddy, you stop it." I stopped. I went to that leprosy man. "How do you know my name? Why you are calling my name?" "Sir, I know you and I know your brother. I saw you when you were preaching in that meeting. I came from that area." Wow. I put my hand in my pocket. I wanted to bless that man. I couldn't find any money. My son is a very, very generous heart. "Daddy, tell him to come to our house. Will you come to my house?" "Yes, sir, I know your house. Next street, I saw your house." This fellow, he inquired everything about me. I think he was searching for me. So I went back to my home. And I was changing my clothes. John came to my bedroom. My son's name is John. "Daddy, do you know what happened? Tell me, John." "This leprosy man, he brought 20 leprosy people to our house." "John, what are you talking? Stop it. Don't play jokes with your daddy. Morning. Daddy, come and see." Friends, I came outside. 20, I don't know, these people are begging with as a groups, teams, streets. He collected everybody. He brought everybody with the hope that I would help them. All the people with the wheelchairs, structures, they lined up in front of my home. I called my wife Santosh. My wife's name is Santosh. "Santosh, will you make a nice coffee for all these people?" She was thinking that my husband was playing, you know, teasing her. We made a coffee. And when we are serving coffee, nobody would like to touch our cups. They said, "Sir, please pour coffee on our cups." They are giving. No, you can drink and take that cups along with you if you want. There was a great barriers. I asked that guy, "I only invite you to my house. You brought 20 people. What can I do for you?" Friends, he started to share this story. "Sir, this is my begging bowl, begging tin. People supposed to come and put your coins here. Nobody would come near to us. They are always throwing the coins from long distance. Most of the coins falls on the ground. It takes 15 to 20 minutes to collect the coin from the ground because they don't have fingers. People, they don't want us to stand in front of their homes." My heart was touched. I said, "What you wanted? Tell me." "God is testing me, testing my faith." I was thinking, something was talking in my spirit. It was the opportunity. Grab it. Sometime one way, enemy was telling, there was a credit crunch, no finance. How you can do this? Somehow, we started that project. They are asking us, "Please help us every month, some rice, lentil, and cooking oil for our 35 families. If you can give that one every month, it will be a huge blessing for our families. Avoid a lot of risk." Friends, we started that project. Within the 3 months, do you know what happened? I have given baptism to the 20 leprosy people to the glory of God. Through the little help, to the divine opportunity. On the day, if I was escaped, I wouldn't see these souls will be in the kingdom of God. We, whatever you do in Christ Jesus, it will never go into vain. We need to stand. We need to work for the Lord's kingdom. That's why our ministry is doing the leprosy. We had the four leprosy areas of ministry. People of our harvest. People are our missions. We are the messengers. We are the God's servants. We are the disciples of. We have a seed in our hand. The soil is ready to give the harvest. Who will go and sow the word of seed into the hearts of people? If you go, if you stand, if you do, not only you blessed, you will be a blessing for many people. Thank you, friends. Stand for the God's kingdom. We together lift the banner of living God. The Lord bless you. Thank you very much for this time.